USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Unless there's a last-minute settlement, 49,000 members of the United Auto Workers who work at General Motors plants will go on strike at midnight. There's no official plans for negotiations. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more.
The union says the sides are far apart on wages, health care, and other issues. Bargaining Chairman Ted Crum says workers have sacrificed for GM and now want a share of record profits.
And we deserve a fair contract because we've helped make this company what it is.
GM says it presented an offer that improves wages and benefits and grows U.S. jobs. Jeff Gilbert, Detroit.
The House Judiciary Committee is starting an impeachment inquiry. The president tweeted, "You don't impeach presidents for doing a good, parentheses, great job." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
U.S. officials are citing intelligence assessments, including satellite imagery, to support their case that Iran was responsible for Saturday's attack on key Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure. The officials say the intelligence shows the strikes are inconsistent with the kind of attack that would have been launched from Houthi rebels in Yemen. Iran says they had nothing to do with it. Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press it's time to get tough.
We should deny the visas for the Iranian delegates who are planning to come into the United States, come to New York next week for the U.N. General Assembly.
All of them, the president,
the Iranians, the secretary,
the foreign minister, every one
yes,
of them.
The Iranians,
them?
Is, okay. Absolutely.
Some welcome news for drivers.
The current national average price of gasoline, regular leaded at retail, is $2.63. It's down 3 cents from 3 weeks ago, and it's down 20 cents from 10 weeks ago.
But industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says she expects the trend to reverse after Saturday's drone attack on Saudi Arabia's oil processing facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NASCAR playoffs begin today in Las Vegas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg talks to one driver about how he plans to tackle the desert heat.
The temperature for Sunday's NASCAR race is expected to approach 105 degrees in Las Vegas. What are drivers doing to prepare for that heat? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Bowman. He's driver of the number 88 Nationwide Chevrolet, and he tells me they're going to be doing what they can to prepare for the race and the heat.
Just try to stay hydrated. Race cars are hot every week. Obviously, the beginning of the year, they're not super hot, but not much has changed. Just focusing on staying hydrated.
Do people make too much of that sometimes?
No, I mean, it's hot. It's pretty miserable inside the race cars, but you just got to deal with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has sided with the White House over a rule that limits the ability of migrants to claim asylum. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells CBS's Face the Nation that the policy is necessary.
We have a 335,000 asylum case backlog, which I take very seriously, and it has creeped up while I've been here. Despite us throwing more and more resources at trying to drive it down, there are legitimate asylum claims in there. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been waiting over 2 years, and we take very seriously the need to get to those people. Unfortunately, this system is clogged up with a lot of fraudulent claims.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.